The library's Big Read book was not a favorite of everybody.
Why on God's green earth would they choose a book like this for us to focus on?
A Lesson Before Dying by Ernest Gaines deals with the story of a frustrated schoolteacher who tries to connect with a man on death row in small-town 1940s Louisiana. At this particular book discussion group in East Atlanta, Sandra Alexander noted it's not a vision of the world she'd particularly like to uphold.
Having an African-American president and a re-nominated African-American, it bothered me that this book was chosen.
Big Read books are not often smooth sailing subject-wise. The goal of the program is to bring communities together with books that discuss meaty issues like justice, coming of age, and identity.
I don't think that the reading they call him home.
There was more spirited talk across town at this discussion at New Horizons Senior Center in Vine City.
I was thinking, why did they put that in this book?
He was trying to make the jury see him as a hog that he didn't know right from wrong.
At issue with Annie Dallas, Barbara Gresham, and Jeanette Hooks was a courtroom scene. Without getting into the entire plot of the book, which is involved, a young black man named Jefferson is accused of robbing a convenience store and shooting the owner. His own attorney makes a speech that goes on at great length about how Jefferson lacks the intellect to plan such a crime. He's more like a simple beast than a man, he says, calling Jefferson a hog. And that's where this debate comes in.
There was his defense attorney that was calling him a hog. Mm-hmm. So he wasn't trying to hurt him. He was trying to help him.
Well, he was trying to hurt him, too, because he was calling him a hog. I wouldn't have done that.
That was his defense lawyer. That defense lawyer helped you.
This is a book maybe our children going to read, you know, the younger people, and they're going to be saying, well, he called him a hog.
That's what it was then. They done anything or said anything.
The discussion went back and forth for some time until it reached something close to consensus, this depiction in which a black man's own lawyer dehumanizes him in order to try and save him is troubling, but it's also historically accurate. Here's Roberta Wright.
I got angry. Upset, just very upset. I know that is the way life was back then. And we have come a long way from that. But to think that we had people to go through that, young men's, it makes you very angry.
It surely is an age difference. I was born in 1983, so...
That's Yolanda Smith at the Southwest Library discussion, where older and younger readers alike discuss the book's questions of racism and simple human goodwill. You'll hear Rhoda Miller-Martin join the discussion in a moment.
I'm thinking that, you know, that there was somebody back then who had a good heart, that everybody couldn't have been the same. So that's my taking from it.
But there is such
a...
I was born in 1938. I remember. And there were little isolated communities where better things happened. But otherwise, people of goodwill were limited in what they could do.
Big Read activities included lectures, dramatic readings, movie viewings. School students even wrote position letters on the death penalty. But at its heart, the program was really about moments like this one, in which literature brought together members of the community who might not otherwise even meet to have real substantive conversations. And there's another effect of shaking up people's opinions a little. Here's Sandra Alexander again. We heard from her at the top of the piece, taking issue with the choice of this book.
It bothered me that this book was chosen.
These were her first words at the book discussion at East Atlanta Library, near the very end of the night. But then she went on, and her neighbor, Mary Sinclair, responded.
Because I like uplifting books, but at the same time, we're really still dealing with this death penalty issue. The issues are still very relevant today. And so I said, okay, you know, okay.
I think that's the answer. But I understand what you're saying, but I also don't see it as that depressing. I just think it's a powerful book that tells us things that we need to think about right now.
From there, the conversation continued, and it was a spirited one. Kate Sweeney, WABE.